Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Our next guest, I've probably known for, I would say, 15, 17 years. Okay. She's hard as shit to book because she's so famous that she works with ladies like J-Lo, Anna Taylor-Joy, Margot Robbie, Dakota Johnson, Drew Barrymore, Charlize Theron, Molly Sims, Toni Collette, Jennifer Gardner. She's the one and only Tracy Cunningham. That's right. Tracy is upon our presence. She's actually filming this podcast because I had to move it up an hour from the Mesh Salon. But I mean, she really is, and you know this, she really is the colorist.
She's done my hair once and I truly like recall it being like one of like the highlights of my life. And I refer to it as like Tracy Cunningham did my hair once.
She came out with a book a few years ago called The Tracy Cunningham True Color, The Essential Hair Color Handbook. We are so honored. We're going to talk all about hair color. And we've kind of titled the episode as I Want to Bottle That Hair Color. How do I get A-list hair color? I love you. And she has an amazing son, Max, an amazing husband, Chris. And she is one fucking busy woman. So we're going to get right into it. But for those of you who don't know her, Tracy, how did you get into hair?
I started doing hair at a very early age because I was so inspired by watching TV and seeing all the glamorous ladies in the 80s on the screen. And I would just, you know, say to my mom, I want to do your hair like that. She must have thought I was insane because I was so little, but I would do it. I just figured it out. And then I just started asking everyone around me in junior high and high school if I could do their hair.
And was it always color or was it
It was cutting at first and I got into color in high school.
For those of you who don't know and have never been to Tracy, she probably, and she won't ever admit this, she doesn't like to cut. She really doesn't. But she does the most incredible blowout. And it takes her, because I don't know how she does it with the fucking, the round brush. And it's so good. You do give an incredible blow dry. You really do.
Can I tell you something? I quote Molly Sims all the time, and I'll say to my assistant, if a client just wants to check her hair color, and they're like, well, you know, just blowing it dry, kind of crazy. I stop them and I say, if you can only do the front, give them the best fucking blowout they've ever had in their life.
And by the way, it's just the front. She makes the front and she saves
it. But wait, but you said it best. I said, Molly, she went for a blow dry once, and I said, how do you like it? And she said, you know what? They've got to do it better than I can do myself. Because she's from the South.
It's true,
girls, boo. Southern girls know how to do their hair.
Let me ask you a question. Does your success feel overnight? I mean, you are the best colorist in the world. I mean, I have to say.
That's not true, but
You're the most famous one.
I mean, I have people DM me. I have people ask me.
Here's the thing. I feel like now with the internet, it's it's easier to become like a big, you know, a different kind of colorist. When I was starting out, it was word of mouth. You know, it was old school and word of mouth. We didn't have the internet. It was, I feel like it was very rewarding. And I wasn't approached by people showing me pictures of filters. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best solid way to go.
I get a really good compliment because she does a really good, what we like is more of a golden blonde. It's got a little bit of undertones, but it's not brassy, but it's not all one color because I can't really do all one colored white peroxide blonde. And we're going to talk about skin color with her because it really washes me out. But, you know, she tweaks it. She's good. She'll do a little undertone. And she's the one who, guys, I always talk about when I say, get the shit out of your hair before you get color. Detox your hair, whether it be with crystals, with a shampoo, with a detox, like exfoliate, get all the dirty, grime, grit from your water, from your life, from, you know, going into a restaurant where there's smoke, or not even, people don't really smoke anymore, but there's a lot of pollution in the air that gets in your hair that you really don't realize. And it's the number one tip that she gave me.
So what would you say are like the things you should do, Tracy, to clear your hair? What are your top tips before you go to the hair salon? Well, you can tell all your clients.
Olaplex made a chelating, and it's so awesome. You can do it before your appointment, but you can also use a clarifying shampoo. Olaplex's clarifying shampoo is made specifically to take out the metals in your hair, not to strip your hair like a traditional clarifying shampoo. So, but I mean, listen, do whatever you can to get those metals out, because they're the worst for the hair. I've had clients come into me and I'll put their foils in their hair and the foils start feeling hot and they puff up. And it's because when you're using bleach, ammonia, whatever is in your products, and you're applying it on top of metals, it's called a chemical reaction. Remember when
I've felt that before. I have felt my foils be hot. That's what it's from. I just assumed it was the bleach.
No, it's the chemical reaction. It's one of our biggest nightmares.
Now, what's your thoughts on purple shampoo? I feel like that is a very controversial thing with a lot of colors.
I love a purple shampoo, but maybe before you try the full strength, you could just put your regular shampoo in your hand and then just put a drop of the purple and shampoo your hair.
You don't let me use the purple. You tell me not to.
I know, but
my hair specific. But I'm on gold, right?
Yeah. And there are so many girls that look so much better with gold hair. And there are some girls that say, oh no, I don't like gold. I have to have ash. I have to have.
So let's talk about that. It's funny. I was going to say that a lot of people used to bring in my covers of our hair color and say, I want that hair color. And I think that's a really good tip, because that's one thing Tracy loves when she had, except probably something that's filtered that she can never get that to ever look like that. But for the listeners out there, always bring in something. If you like something, show your colorist. Show them, you're like, I like the darkness underneath, or I don't really like it. Like, I like a little red. I like a little gold. I like a little bit of brass.
Show one photo.
But show don't one show, photo.
Don't show five. Do you know that this happened to me? Somebody showed me like 10 photos. Two of them were in black and white. Two of them were when she was younger. And like the rest of them were like, one was red, one was blonde, one was this one. I mean, you know, and you're trying to be professional and you're like, okay, great. I'll just try to give you whatever I can, you know, come up with that. And I just realized that's a nightmare. And just make them come down to one photo, because you can't guess.
Array, we are big fans over here, and by now you probably all know that Array was founded on a simple principle: to help women feel their best. Formulated by naturopathic doctors, they created 100% natural supplements with real results. Array's product line is comprised of three products: Bloat, Calm, and Sleep Alchemy capsules to help solve everyday problems women are constantly dealing with. We all know what that means: bloat, anxiety, insomnia. Today, I'm going to specifically talk about the bloat capsules, which are a blend of 5 herb and 1 fruit-based digestive enzymes that targets bloat so you feel relief quickly. What I love about it addresses all possible causes of bloating, from heartburn reduction to speeding up the breakdown of food to gas prevention. I take 2, sometimes even 3 bloat capsules right after a meal. Whether it's something like pizza or pasta or something even healthier like kale or quinoa, I find it useful across the board. Actually, healthy foods can be really bloating, so don't think you're in the clear just because you're eating a salad. Array's products are always laxative-free, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, filler-free, nut-free, cruelty-free, and non-habit-forming. On that note, the bloat capsules are only made with 6 ingredients: bromelain for speeding up food breakdown, ginger root for digestion stimulation, lemon balm, peppermint for gas prevention, dandelion root for liver health, and slippery elm for digestive organ protection, and literally nothing else. I'm telling you, you're going to want to carry these on you, have them in your bathroom, bring them along when you travel. You can thank me later. Go to arrae.com, that's ARRAE.com, and use code LIPSTICK. We got you guys 15% off. That's right, we got you guys 15% off your first purchase and a free sleep mini. If you've been listening to Lipstick on the Rim over the past few weeks, then you have heard me talk about a new skincare device I've been using called Droplet. Droplet takes powerful skincare ingredients, turns them into fast-moving micro mists, and painlessly delivers them into your skin. Why is this so important? Because your skin works as a barrier, making it incredibly difficult to get ingredients in. This means something like collagen, which is notoriously too large for absorption, yet critical for maintaining firm, hydrated, youthful skin, can now actually penetrate your skin and keep it healthy. I've been using the collagen hydrofiller capsules for the last few weeks, and my skin feels amazing. So plumped and hydrated, and I cannot recommend this product more highly. What I love about the set in particular is that it helps return your skin to a youthful, juicy state of suppleness thanks to the collagen, peptide complex, vitamin C, rose oil, and argireline. It has the lifting effect of injectables without the needles, pain, or downtime. I really believe Droplet is on the cutting edge of technology, and that really is the future. There are so many sets to choose from: glycolic, a lip plumper, retinol, wrinkle repair. The list goes on and on. I can't wait to keep trying more, but I'm really big on consistency. And consistency is everything. And I truly think it is the key to anything really working. And I'm happily sticking to my collagen hydrofiller set for now. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention the colors. Of course, I have the pink. But they come in gray, blue, purple, pinks, and a lovely green that I'm obsessed with. For a limited time, listeners can get $200 off your Droplet device at droplet.io and use code LIPSTICK. That's Droplet, DROPLETTE.io, and use code LIPSTICK.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays, subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and the Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
But you really do look at the person, whether it be a man or a woman. You really do. Here are the things that Tracy takes in, you know, when she's looking at your hair color. First of all, she looks at your skin color. Are you tan? Are you fair? Are you bronzed? Are you, you know, that's the one thing I think sometimes colorists miss. And that's where the warmth that some people have and some people don't. They may want the really blonde, ashy. The warmness of my hair color, for everybody listening, is it's warm because she makes it warm, right? It makes me more tan. It makes me not so hard looking.
You know what? I feel like this is my take on it with people. I like to interview people because I want to find out, you've been around for so long, you know what you like. And it's always good. I love gold. Kyle and I were just talking about how we love a golden blonde, but not everybody does. So you really have to ask. And skin color is so important. But nowadays, people are so good with their makeup that they can be any color they want to be now. You know, but But I do, I'm like, I feel like I'm a detective and I really suss them out and think, okay, so someone's asking me for this really, really platinum-y blonde hair. And I'll say to them, you know, it's a lot of upkeep. And you don't seem like, you know, you're good at that. And they're like, oh yeah, but I'm going to try now. And I try to make it, I try to make the look, you know, match as much. I'm trying to say that sometimes I'll say to them, unless you want to be my best friend and come to me every 4 weeks, I don't think you should do this color. And people who don't wear makeup, you really do have to look at their skin and their eye color, you know, to make sure it's appropriate. Women that come in and they are 100% together and they're like, I'm going to go brown. I look at them and I'll say, okay, are you sure you want to go brown, first of all? But I'll do it because I know that this woman is put together enough that she's going to wake up in the morning and put on lipstick and foundation. And, you know, it's not going to make the color look bad.
And it is not that you can't do it. I mean, she works with movie stars. I mean, she will make J-Lo blonde, brown, black, or Margot. Like, she has to come in and literally work with producers and the directors. And I mean, they go to her and she has to, you know, dye the wigs and the extensions. I mean, it is a massive production with a lot of pressure. Do you ever still feel pressure?
Yes. Yes. Of course I do.
I have a question though, because, you know, I think sometimes the trickiest thing is blonde hair. I mean, I'm not saying brown hair is not hard, but good blonde is tough because the majority of people
brown is the hardest.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. I find that so many colorists can, everyone can kind of do their version of blondes, but a brunette is
hard.
Something that has to be mastered.
Wait, Tracy, tell them why.
Finding someone good to do blonde though is hard. So like, because I think that sometimes if you're a darker base, and that's like what I always struggle with is finding somebody because people want to bump your base or they want to lighten you or they want to double process or, you know, they'll all of a sudden like you're ashier than you want to be. So I guess like, I think for a lot of listeners, having someone like you, like what would you say is, how do you get what you want as a blonde? Like what would you communicate to your colorist? Like as a top, I don't like, do you recommend bumping your base? Like, cause if you're dark, like I am naturally, your roots come in really quick and it's going to come in as like a solid line. So, you know, what would you say are the things you should ask for when you go get your hair lightened?
And also explain what bumping a base means.
Okay, so bumping a base is called a smudge. And this hair colorist, Lori Goddard, invented it, or at least she told me she did, and I believe her. Because we all would follow everything that Lori Goddard did. She's amazing. And she would put the color on for 5 minutes and take it off. And it would just slightly lift the base, just slightly, and it wouldn't go red. So I still think she's a genius. And so many different companies have come up with other words for it, like bumping the base or, you know, whatever. But it's the smudge by Lori Goddard. And it's great, but I also think that just highlighting your hair is fine too. Mm-hmm. If you, like we used to do it when years ago, we used to do it on Molly, but she wanted the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I want to say about blondes, I feel like hairdressers overtone.
Yes.
I feel like you should not overtone your hair. You should dry it up and look at it first.
Mm-hmm.
Glossing the root is amazing because it makes it a little more forgiving. It makes the stripes a little more forgiving. And, you know, it's funny when somebody says to me, I want highlights, but I don't want to see stripes. And I'm like, okay, but you know, a highlight is a stripe, right? It just,
yeah.
Well, I like to get balayage. I'll say, okay. So even when you're balayaging, a highlight is a stripe, right?
Right.
Your hair is a stripe. It's a stripe is a line. So anyways, it's just really funny. So by rooting is great, but don't let people just gloss all over your hair because most of the times it looks so beautiful just as it is.
Well, that's your
so
trick with
me.
That's her trick with me when she was like, I'm not going to gloss you. it was like Kevin forgot the gloss or somebody forgot. And she's like, yeah, you know what? You look, you don't need the gloss. It's going to, because like, it's to her point, it can dull it down just a little bit and it doesn't really need it. But listen, at the root, at your, you know, it does help a little.
Yeah, it does help a little. Makes it a little more forgiving, the lines.
So less toning, less glossing, just leave
less
the color.
Less toning here.
At the base here. Of your hair.
And before you go to the salon, stand in the mirror and cover your, put your hand over your line of demarcation, your roots.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your hair and say, do I like my color?
Mm-hmm.
Because Molly would always tell me that hair color is emotional, very emotional. And, you know, some women can't go very long with the line of demarcation on their scalp, but you also have to look at the whole picture because all of this hair is your frame. So like if you're framing a photo, you know, it's not just the top. And you always have to check in with your hairdresser and say, how is my hair looking? Like, let's not look at the roots. I know I need my roots done, but what else do I need? What else should we do? If you need brightening, you know, it could be chelating, but it could also be, you could ask your hairdresser to use like a 10 volume bleach with quarter ounce of Olaplex and, you know, balayage with something. When I say 10 volume and a quarter ounce of Olaplex, it just basically like it couldn't lift brown, but it will definitely make your blonde feel so much brighter. And it's,
so you can just put it around like here, what's already light. It just lifts it a little bit more.
And it's a really good tip she does. It's also called face framing. Like sometimes Tracy, even though, you know, you don't have a lot of time or I don't have a lot of time or she doesn't want to damage her. She goes, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a face frame. And what, will you explain what that means? Because for me who, you know, after having Brooks and having hypothyroidism and, you know, and not liking very blonde hair every 6 weeks, it's hard to have healthy hair.
I think personally that most people, all they need is a face frame. And maybe like if you want a full head highlight once a year, but a face frame is just absolutely perfect. If you look at kids' hair, it's never overdone. I don't know why we're doing full head weaves every month, you know, every 8 weeks. And a half a head is fine, but you really can get away with a face frame. It's beautiful. You're just doing around the face and, you know, the hairline and in your part. And obviously, if you have a few parts, ask to, you know, do a little bit more if you do the middle and the sides, but it's just genius and you're saving your hair.
Okay. So you have your face frame. So she does this really great thing.
And then where balayage the ends with 10 volume.
She'll balayage the ends and then she'll put me in the sink and she'll be like, I'll be right back. And then she and mixes then up and then she'll mix up magic in a bowl and she'll come back out. And just along the tip, the very tip of my hairline, all the way from my ear to my other ear, past the demarcation line and across to the other ear, she will paint on.
It's just a little baby hair.
It makes you so fucking bright. You put that hair back and you are on your, it's like, it's phenomenal.
It's true.
It's true.
That is everyone's favorite. Balayaging the hairline.
Oh, and do you only balayage? Like, do you have a preference, balayage versus foil? Or you?
No. I'm a foiler. I only foil. Yes,
you only foil. So you just balayage around the hair.
Yes, and I balayage people's ends.
But I want to talk about. Okay, I'm your client. I'm coming to every 6 weeks. Here's your program. She likes the program. She likes when her girls and her men and her boys, they listen to her. So, what would you suggest in terms of like supplements or shampoos or bonding treatments, because Olaplex is really the leader and has been the leader in all things, you know, hair health, right? I mean,
if you only use one product, I would say the number three. It's the number one product. It's the number one beauty product. And it has several patents. like over 100, and you just put it in dry hair, put it in dry hair. And all it does one thing. It strengthens your bonds. It strengthens your hair and makes your hair stronger. That is it. And then after, shampoo and condition with your favorite shampoo and conditioner. It's the best. And if you do that once a week, I literally had a friend text me last week and her hair is down to her butt. She's like 56 years old. She's like, ever since I started using Olaplex, my hair just grows and grows and grows. It's like, it's fantastic.
It's well, because it's it keeps it from breaking. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. And she's not cutting it either.
Is there a wrong way to wash your hair?
I was just going to say, so many people, clients I've had for years, they keep their Olaplex in their shower and they think that it's conditioner, and it's not. The number three is not a conditioner. It's a pre-treatment. And I see it being not used right all the time.
There's a myth that if you wash your hair with cold water, it is better for the health of
shinier.
Your hair. It's shinier.
Like you get shinier.
So your hair looks like scales, you know, like fish scales. And when you rinse it with cool water, it tightens it up and it is shinier.
I have another myth question for you. I remember reading long ago that after you get your hair color, to try to not wash your hair for up to a week if you can. Is that true?
Yes, I've heard that too. And I think it has something to do with hot water releasing color, and also your water just, you know, coloring your hair, not on purpose, but because of all the minerals that are added to our water. We have fluoride in our water. We have copper pipes. We have, you know, minerals added. So
if you get your hair colored, do not wash your hair for at least a couple of days if you can, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In terms of styling tools, what do you have a few hair dryers you love, or curling irons?
Curling irons and flat irons, blow dryers can be just as damaging as color. I always say that, you know, bleach is not a conditioning treatment, but neither is heat. So, you know, but I do think that people should look good and blow out their hair, unless they have like that beautiful wavy hair. I love a hot roller. You know, the ones that have like velvet on it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, girl. The Con Air, the ones we used to have. Yeah. I love them. I still have mine.
Yeah, I mean, those are so nice and gentle on your hair. You don't necessarily need a hot, hot, hot curling iron every time. But for just, you know, different looks, different tools. But just use your number three. Heat does, it breaks bonds, just like color. So by using the number three, it puts the bonds back together and it strengthens it.
Should we do, in terms of like not hot heat on the blow dryer, should we go down to medium heat?
I can't do that. I just
yeah, I need hot heat.
I need hot heat, you know, but just Olaplex afterwards. Just do it.
Olaplex. And do you like the oil after, the Olaplex oil?
Yeah, I love that. But the treatment is what's gonna bring your bonds back together.
You know what I've always found to be so crazy? When you look at a bag of dog food, you see these beautiful photos of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you actually open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some new and, quite frankly, fresh thinking. Real food. Feed your dog the farmer's dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies, gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Personalize. Just tell them about your dog and they will deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Pre-portioned. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs conveniently delivered on your schedule. Convenient and fresh. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the farmer's dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. You know, we now have not one, but two dogs in the Stuber household. And given that I am such a big proponent of health in my own life and my kids, why not extend that to our canine counterparts? The Farmer's Dog is so amazing. It really is. And any of you with a dog, get on it ASAP because, hey, our dogs, they really deserve the best. Rubes, Madge, I love you and we'll continue to spoil you, but fresh food should really just be status quo for all dog owners at this point. You guys can get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/lipstick. You get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/lipstick to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/lipstick. Go to thefarmersdog.com/lipstick to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. You guys are going to love it. I talked a little bit about this on my stories the other week, but Mother's Day is coming up on May 14th. So mark your calendars. Now is the perfect time to get a head start on all gift shopping. Make your list for your kids, for your husband. Give some love to your own mom. Is she a beauty icon? Ugh, my mom was. Is she your workout pal, chocoholic, or all of the above? Macy's makes it so easy to tailor your gift hunt to her taste or yours with their gift finder. Check out these great ways to shop with so much inspiration at macys.com/giftfinder. You can shop by gift category if you already know what she wants. Maybe she wants to add to her ever-expansive handbag collection. Maybe you adore a PJ set. Maybe she's looking for a new signature scent. Maybe you want something the two of you can share or both have together. You can also shop by gift lists. Macy's has a unique curated gift list for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma, I love these. They're so fun and so easy to navigate. And if mom loves a designer name, I'm definitely a mom who loves a designer name, find the latest from her most adored brands. Whether it's a Coach handbag, Dior perfume, maybe some Godiva chocolates, Macy's has all her top picks. You can also just hand a list to your kids like I did. Give them some direction. The next month is really busy for me. A lot. I have so much travel and a few other little surprises. So I wanted to make sure I got my Mother's Day list in with enough time to spare. Head on over to Macy's.com, you guys, /giftfinder. Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one. Okay, talk about trends. You are the colorist trendsetter. We love Margot Robbie's hair. Okay, we love it because it has a little bit of that undertone of dark, but she's still bright, but she's not really blonde, but she's not really dark.
Like natural looking.
It's just less is more. It's great. It's just less is more.
Beautiful.
But Margot's been filming in London. So Nicola has been doing her hair color.
It's beautiful. I mean, listen.
Yes, yes. But I did do that look on her also before she left. It's just less is more. She just uses more of her natural hair color than blonde.
I mean,
I have a question for you. If you want to go back to somewhat of like your natural, like, so say like my hair color, for example, like I have a lot of darker in it, blonde. If I want to weave back some of the natural, are you better off trying to let it grow out or put low lights in slowly to get a little bit more
low light
of a balance? Low lights.
Low lights. Low lights. For sure.
And it won't look stripy.
No, it won't look stripy, but you know, panels of low lights are better than like weaving in low lights.
Panels, okay.
Panels of low lights are prettier.
I think that a lot of people do that sometimes as you start to see your hair, you know, you highlight year after year. And I think that's what sometimes happens, Molly, is like, right, you feel like your hair gets heavy. It like
gets one color.
Starts to get one color, even if you're, you know, putting in dimension as much as you can, it does start to feel a little like thick, like one dimensional. So
absolutely. Sometimes clients will ask, can you make me lighter? I feel like I'm just not light enough. And I'll do the opposite and I'll add a low light. So if you start taking away too much of and making somebody an all over blonde, especially with say a smudge and they start looking like one color. And when you add something dark next to something light, it just like pops, you know, like dark and light, you know, and you just see
that contrast.
Yes. But then if you just follow what your client says, I want more blonde, I want more blonde. And you don't listen to what their needs are. And if their needs are, I want to pop, then you'd better give them something to pop next to. Cause you can't just you're not going to pop with all one color.
Yeah, totally.
I think the one thing you really understand with all of your clients, young, old, I mean, she'll tell stories about Bette Midler. You're amazing with your stories. And like, I just got back from Dubai. I did so-and-so. I love that you realize how emotional hair is for someone.
You told me that. You're the one that told me that. You put it into words for me. Tracy, hair color is emotional. And so I quote you all the time.
It is emotional. You know,
it is.
Liz did my hair 2 nights ago. I was having a little bit of a moment. I was like trying to wait it out. And I looked terrible. I looked terrible. And I woke up the next day and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I only had my hair color done and it was late. And you get lazy and you're just like throwing it up in a ponytail or whatever. But I don't know. I kind of felt like, and all of a sudden I don't mean to come off superficial if I am coming off superficial, but I did feel better. I don't know. I felt better with just my hair color being done.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's talk about something that Nimish and I don't have, but possibly someday might. And if I do have it, I don't want to know it. Tracy, let's talk about grays. Because a lot of people, you know, especially if you're dark, they struggle. Let's start with helping women out there with grays. What should they do? Is it hard to cover? Do you have like tips and tricks? Is it something they should specifically ask for?
Okay, when you first get grays, don't color all of your hair. If you can help it, or just, you know, somebody comes in and says, I have 5 grays. I hate them. I will paint them out for them because I'll first, of course, ask if they like their hair color. And if I think that they need something, I'll say to them something like, you know what? Let's just do a little face frame and it will marry the gray into your hair. Like you won't even notice it, but it'll also make you look like you just came back from Hawaii, like say a brunette, you know? And I don't want to make you blonde at all. I just want to give you that feeling of you being backlit, you know? And if they really love their hair color and they have a beautiful brunette, I just paint out the pieces. But those are my 2 tricks. Painting out the pieces or a little mini face frame just to, you know, ease them into having gray hair. Going straight into a base color it's a lot of maintenance. It's a lot of maintenance.
I know one of my friends, she has to do her hair color like literally every 2 weeks. I mean,
yes.
She's beautiful, jet black, kind of like my mom used to be before she couldn't dye her hair. She was allergic to the hair dye. But, you know, is that beautiful, dark, rich, you know, blue, black. But it's hard. Do you recommend any of the sprays or you can somehow like do like the at-home painting? Does any of that work?
I love those sprays. Those sprays are game changers for people.
Which Absolutely. One's your favorite?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's Rita Hazan. Mm-hmm. Orbe makes one. Color Wow makes like, it's like a brush that you paint mm-hmm. on. L'Oreal makes one. They're all over the place. There's just, you know, you just have to find your color.
And they don't rub off. You don't have to worry about them kind of like rubbing off on your pillow at night if you haven't washed your hair, or they probably will.
That honestly, I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
But I
have clients that come in and they'll say, okay, I need to wipe my hair before you do my color. And they'll get a wet towel and they'll just...
Yeah, wipe it down.
Yeah. With blondes, I know that sometimes people will spray in like a blonde spray over a brunette, you know, over your roots just to make it a little more forgiving.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. I have a Batiste, which is like so... chemical-y now, I feel like, but there's a Batiste dry shampoo for blondes. It's not white. It's almost like a little yellowy gold. And it's the best dry shampoo when my roots are really bad. Like,
oh, that's great. Right
now. Yeah. It's a really good one. It's a warm blonde dry shampoo.
Just makes it a little more forgiving.
So
it just softens it.
So for people who don't know, Tracy Cunningham, I mean, clearly, but she has really good taste. And she dresses phenomenal. we're going to go into just a few, before we get to rapid fire, just a little bit about your fashion and your beauty, because you are also such a connector. She will tell you, go to Douyin, go to Isabel, go see this person in London. They've got the best jewelry. Like, you really are that connector. I mean, half the reason why half of us come to Mesh in person is because it's like a village of a community. It's like connecting. You're like, oh, there's a producer over here. There's an actor over here. There's a writer over here. There's an incredible owner, a CEO over there. Like, you really have like this, I don't know, that it thing that people want.
I would have been a great matchmaker.
You would.
Matchmaker. And you know what? I love it when I know that two of my clients will become friends. I love it.
I love it.
I put them together and I'll just say something like, oh, Molly, doesn't your son go to so-and-so, you know, whatever. I think her, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just try to find some common ground. And then that just starts people off. And it's nice because I will say that adults have a tough time finding each other, making friends. So it's great when you can connect people in your chair.
I sat in her chair once and she was like, there's a big producer. Go over there. Go, just go sit over there and just start talking. I was like, oh my God, I fucking love you. Okay. Wait. Okay. So favorite place to shop for blouses, dresses, or a few of your favorite designers.
Okay. I love Douyin. I love Ulla. I love Isabel. I love, my gosh, I'm just, what else do I love?
Well, you love a puffy sleeve.
I do love it. I'm from the 80s. So yeah,
I do. You love, and I and Emma Michelle love a puffy sleeve, and Andrea
love
Lublin.
A puffy sleeve.
We love a puff.
I love going into Chanel.
You
just love it.
You're so good.
I love Chanel.
I know you do.
I love it. But I mean, mostly it's to look, but I don't care. I get inspired. I love looking at magazines and I love being inspired. And when I was a young girl, I would get so inspired by things that I could never afford, but it didn't matter. I would shop at vintage shops and, you know, recreate my clothes with my sewing machine. And everyone was like, oh my God, where'd she get that?
And her home is just like her. Like, it's eclectic and beautiful and put together, but a little off. And like, you have
that. Thanks, Esty Stanley.
Thanks, Esty. We love you, Esty. But you do have that sense of like, I don't know, cultivating beauty and style. You have it. I mean, literally, we're doing this podcast. She's doing hair color. Probably someone's baking too long right now because she's in the back being with us. But she's in a beautiful Kelly green puffy sleeve Douyin. She's beautiful. She's got her dark locks down. I mean, you really are.
A winged eyeliner.
You can see that. My sister just said to me, she's like, do you have any lipstick? And I said, no. She's like, oh, shit, you don't have any lipstick? And I was like, no, I don't think about stuff like that. No. I just think about getting to work.
So just a little bit about your beauty. Favorite foundation?
Monica Blender.
I love Monica Blender.
We're actually going to have Monica on the podcast. Favorite skincare?
Actually, everything is Monica Blender, except for I have Jillian Dempsey bronzer underneath and Anastasia eyebrows. And I'm obsessed with Monica Blender because it's clean. And it's just great.
Well, you can really mix it, right? It doesn't feel like you're wearing concealer or foundation in the little pots. You can do it with your hands. You can do it with, she's amazing.
She has a big brush and I use the big brush. And then afterwards I use a little bit of a sponge and her blushes are great. But you have to put it on with a brush. I can't put cream blush on with my fingers. And I remember when I was turning 40, J-Lo said, after a certain age, you shouldn't wear powder blush. You should only wear cream blush because it makes your skin look more youthful. And I'm like, whatever you say, Jennifer.
I've said that, by the way. J-Lo and I say the same thing. So I totally believe that.
Yes. And by the way, she's got a product where it makes your skin look like it's glowing.
Oh, tell us.
It's the J-Lo glow. It's so good.
If you're not
wearing any makeup, you just put that on and some lip gloss on and it looks like your skin is radiant.
She really does have
Dr. Diamond or something.
She really does have good skin. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. I mean, beautiful.
What about your skincare routine? Do you have some favorite products that you use in your skincare regimen?
I use everything. Everything. Like, like, I'm going to go home and do a Shawnee Darden peel. And I mean, I lather myself in like oils at night and neck creams and, you know.
What's your favorite oil right now?
Georgia Louise. Uh-huh. And I use Barbara Sturm. I use Nigma, Talib. I use everything. I just put everything on and like the kitchen sink, just everything.
Georgia Louise is our facialist as well. And by the way,
I've never had a facial with
her. What is wrong with you? That's going to be a present. Also, I have a new girl I'm going to send you to, Catherine Esposito. She'll come to your house. Phenomenal. But Georgia, I mean, all time.
That's amazing. I love sleeping in her oil.
Oh, her vitamin C, her oil.
Is it a rose hip oil? Am I making that up? It's like a rose.
I don't know. It's the only product rose, I have. Yeah. Yeah.
One last question, and then we'll get to rapid fire. Blondes, how long in between?
It's emotional. Like, you couldn't handle more than 6 weeks. There are other women that they'll be like, wait, it's been like 3 months. Should I do it? Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I think you should.
I'm like an 8 weeker. I'm an 8 weeker.
You're an 8 weeker. All right.
You're less emotional about your hair than Molly.
And I'm being...
Oh, wow. Well.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No. Okay, a little bit of rapid fire. Favorite part about your job?
The party. Mesh is like a party.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
Charity worker.
Your superpower.
Anything. Superpower is calmness.
Oh, wow.
You are very like calm.
That. You need it. You need that.
And you help a lot of people.
And I, when I'm calm, I'm praying. I'm like constantly like, you know, praying while I'm working.
Please, you know, the one thing I love about you too is your faith. You have really, Tracy Cunningham has big faith.
I do.
Biggest pet peeve?
Liars.
Your favorite food?
Greek.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee in the morning, tea in the afternoon.
Your go-to cocktail?
Margarita.
Love margarita.
Best thing about LA?
The weather.
Your happiest when?
When I'm with Max.
What's the craziest place you've been to do hair color?
The Middle East.
She's like, I'll be back in a few days. I'm going to Dubai. I'm like,
I love it. I love it. Yes. I have all my favorite things over there. I love everywhere in the Middle East.
We ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Shut up. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Shut up and listen. Just listen more.
Listen.
Yeah.
You guys can find her at Tracy Cunningham, that's T-R-A-C-E-Y Cunningham, or you can go to Beverly Hills. She's at a salon called Mesh here in LA. It's probably one of the hottest salons in the world. And you're amazing. I love you. We love you.
I love you too.
And, you know, you are such an artist. And I mean that in the best way possible because you're like a therapist. Right? You know everything about all of us and you can keep secrets. And as we say, that's really a really special, special things. But I love you. And
I love you too.
I will see you soon. You guys, that's a wrap
nice
on Lipstick on the Rim. DM us if you want us to get questions to Tracy. We will try to do our best. It's always fun. And thanks for making this happen in the middle of a crazy fucking day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
I love you. You guys.
All right. Love you.
Bye, Trace.
Bye. Hi.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.